right, time for the Daily Podcast. Welcome, friends. A gloomy Tuesday morning, October 20th, but the Cowboys suffered their worst loss in history at Jerry's Palace, so it's a beautiful morning here in Philly. What happened on the show today? Well, I'm about to play it all for you all over again in case you missed it or want to hear it again if you're some sick freak. Monday Night Football is where we started off. We talked fall trees preceding Christmas trees, slang terms from the old school, the really old school. Yeah, you can leave this podcast talking like a Civil War vet. We hit the phones today to hear the mistakes that we all regret. Song Stories featured the birthday boy, Tom Petty. He would have been 70 years old today. Tab is off the market, finally. Candy Corn is in studio, much to Steve's disgust. And we talked to a guy that John hasn't chatted with in decades, Buck Dharma from Blue Oyster Cult. They have a new record out, so he talked to us about that. And we heard a topical parody of a Beauty and the Beast classic to round out everything on today's show. Here it all is for you. Enjoy. It's the Daily Podcast.
Thank God we weren't suffering through the rain that they were in Buffalo last night.
That didn't look enjoyable.
That did not look enjoyable at all. But boy, the crowd, I'm telling you, the crowd. I'm sorry. The fake crowd noise on Fox is better than on CBS and NBC.
Yeah, I agree.
It really is. They're doing it right. They know they put boos in. They put cheers in. They put, you know, it was kind of like when they reversed one of the calls. All of a sudden, you hear the whole stadium going, "Boo!"
Yeah, yeah. I love
dildos
that.
Are flying on the field.
They're holograms, though.
But I feel bad for the Bills. I wanted to see them win, right? The move of the night. I forget what his first name is, but how can you forget a man whose last name is Pringle?
Oh, right? Yeah, I saw that.
That catch.
Yeah,
that
I
catch,
missed it.
That was pure Hollywood. Pure Hollywood, you know, catch when you know he went. Did you know what we're talking about?
No, I missed it.
Right. Mahomes throws this ball, right, and this guy just gets out into the open and literally does one of those spin moves up in the air. It looked like an ad. It looked
really?
Like Hollywood. If Hollywood wanted a catch in a football film, this is the catch.
And it was in the rain, all dramatic.
He went up. Twisted in the air, and the legs bent.
One of those ballerina catches.
Yep, came down, and off he went.
Wow.
Right? It was just incredible. Absolutely incredible. By the way, I was cheering for the Bills. That's why I'm telling you this whole story about the Chiefs.
The John DeBella Podcast.
I suppose you know what it is about you that fascinates them.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
It's the hair on your chest.
102.9.
Wow. I didn't expect that at all. I really didn't expect that.
MGK.
Do you have a cutoff date in your natural cutoff date for when you take down your Christmas tree? Early to be asking this question.
The new year. The new year starts.
Okay. A couple days after New Year's Day.
Yeah. Okay. Do you know anybody who keeps it up longer?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Oh, God, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, because there are people who leave their Christmas tree up, take off the Christmas decorations, then put up Valentine's trees. And then that becomes a St. Patrick's Day tree.
Hang the shamrocks on it.
Right, yeah, right. But now people are actually doing this. They're starting with their trees early. People are putting up their trees now. They call them fall trees.
Okay.
So it's your artificial Christmas tree that's decorated like fall, that you keep it decorated. It's got, you know, leaves and like little pumpkins and things on it. So it's
things that
fall.
A tree normally has?
Yeah, right. Right, and you keep it until Thanksgiving, and then you switch it to a Christmas tree.
It sounds like too much work.
That sounds like people
are too damn lazy to put the damn tree away.
The John DeBella Podcast, Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
I know I've done this with you guys numerous times, you know, where I'll come up with a slang term or, you know, a millennial term, sure. And you guys had to figure it out.
Huh?
Well, I found a new list today, slang terms that would have made you hip in the 19th century,
ooh,
in the 1800s. So let me give you some of these terms, and you tell me if you can figure out what they are, okay?
Okay.
All right, here we go. First one, this is a thing, a baking iron, also known as a barker. What do you think that is?
Baking iron known as a barker.
Right. Also known as a barker.
Oh, also known as a barker. Oh,
right. A baking iron or a barker.
I almost think it sounds like it would be a name for a rolling pin.
Nope. Not a rolling pin.
Like a whistle when you're fox hunting and you got to call the dogs back.
No. But Had you been around in the 1800s, more than likely, Dave, you would have owned a baking iron or a Barker.
Some sort of weapon?
Yes, it's a pistol.
Oh, really?
It's the word for
a
pistol.
Oh,
it's the slang term for a pistol.
Really?
Right. A blinker. What do you think a blinker is?
An eye patch.
All right. Close.
Oh, man.
All right. Eye patch, blinker.
Go from there?
Exactly. Yeah. What's right. next?
Black eye.
Oh, man.
A black all right. eye. All right. This one, I can't figure out at all. Cat heads.
Cat heads. I know cat tails.
All right.
Cat heads. Sounds like a firework.
Uh-huh.
It does sound like a firework. I'm going to... Cat head.
Well, there are black cat
Right, yeah. See, I'm being deluded by what I already know.
Give up on this one. Just give up on this one.
Okay.
All right. Boobs.
What?
I'm not from the 1800s.
Were they
hairy?
How did we survive?
I have no idea. And therefore, that would make drumsticks...
Legs.
Oh, yeah. Very good.
Okay. All right. I still refer to them as that sometimes.
A feeble fable.
A feeble fable.
A fimble fable.
That changes everything, John.
A fimble fable.
That sounds like a popular board game.
No, fimble. It's a lame excuse.
Oh, man.
Last one.
All right.
Fart catcher.
Well, you know, it depends on the price.
I needed the pause to just get it together. Fart catcher.
It was the early version of a dream catcher. Some people, it would be a dream catcher.
All right.
It was just like a colonial person's skin that they carved from a dead body.
No.
A fart catcher, it's a drink. It's all a drink.
Right. No, it's not a drink. It's what they called the valet who walked behind his master. Okay?
Oh, okay.
He was the fart catcher.
A noble job.
You know, I don't know what they call them in Australia. They probably still call them fart catchers.
You look like the piss boy.
John DeBella.
Someone smells stinky.
102.9.
Oh, it's me.
MGK.
I got a question for everybody this morning.
All right.
All right. If you had the opportunity, and we're going to give you the opportunity right now, right here on the show, and this is not only for us here in the studio, but for you at home, 215-263-WMGK, a mistake you wish you could undo.
Cindy reading that tag cold.
No, I've read it 100 times before.
Is there something in your life, a mistake you wish that you could? Let me give you an idea.
So many.
I went online. I was looking for some of these, and some of them, a lot of them, I could tell you. I mean, I'm in this boat. What I did with money in the 80s, I would be a really wealthy guy today if I didn't live through the 80s.
It was the roaring 80s. Right, you weren't alone.
It was the roaring 80s. It's true. Just the cocaine money. I'd like that back.
Yes, right? Just pure decadence everywhere.
So one woman said on this site that I found, I wish I broke it off with my boyfriend at first thought of doubts. We're now engaged, and I feel like it's too late to run. No, it's not.
Nope.
No, it's not. Marriage
late.
Is too late to run.
Yep. Yeah.
Now's the time to run if you're going to run at all.
Yeah.
Anything? Anybody? Anything?
You know, it's not horrible, but it's like
I said, it has to be a horrible
like
thing.
Like I said earlier, if something that you said 12 years ago,
right?
We're at my buddy's 21st birthday party, and you know, whatever, he's blowing out candles, and everyone's kind of yelling stuff, and I yelled something, and I go, oh, you can stop badging your way into bar. He's a cop. You can stop badging your way into bars now. And as I said it, the whole room got quiet, and it was like the dumbest thing anyone's ever said. And, of course, my friends haven't let me live that down for 12 years
of course.
Now.
That's what friends do.
Yeah,
I hate those moments, though. Right.
I mean, here's another one. I wish I could go back and redo how I spent money in the past decade. I'm now paying for my careless mistakes,
yeah,
which I've been doing for at least the past 2 decades.
Sure. And right. on that topic, I wish I could go back in time and invest in stocks.
Uh-huh.
I remember I went to Temple. One of my professors in economics, we were talking search engines. This
right.
is before there was just one, essentially.
Right.
I was a dog pile guy.
Right.
I don't know if you remember that one. And
yeah.
our teacher was a Google guy. He's like, I think Google's going to be the one to end up coming out on top. You might want to consider investing it. Search engines are going to be really important in the future. You were right about that one, and I wish I took your advice.
It would have bought that Google stock.
I would be owning this building right now.
Cindy, you got anything?
I had a long perm in 1978 that was very
I've
hideous.
I've seen the pictures.
78? That sounds early.
Yeah.
I was a trendsetter.
Yeah, it was very Stevie Nicks-like.
Oh,
yeah,
nice.
Or something, or like a bad hair band.
I love this one. I wish I could go back in time and get the name of the dude I had a one-night stand with my daughter would like to know who our dad is.
Oh, wow.
So everybody's got one. If you've got just a mistake you made in the past that you wish you could undo, call us here in the studio, 215-263-WMGK. No matter what it is, just give us a call because, believe me, we're all living through the same things. Question at hand, is there a mistake that if you could undo, you would, that you wish you had the ability to undo? What happened in your life that you wish you had the ability to undo? I'll give you another one of mine.
All right.
Because I was telling you, I was bad with money in the 80s. I was single. I was making good dough. Right. And I just started buying cars. Right.
Oh.
And not any car. I was buying Jaguars.
Ooh.
Okay. And at one point, I had three of them.
Okay. Why?
Because right? I like Jaguars.
You were a collector.
Right? I was, yeah. Well, that's what I found. That's when my business manager called me and said, John, you make good money. You don't make car collector money. I was paying the amount of money I was paying for storing the cars insane because I didn't have a single garage to put them in. So each car was in a different garage. Right? You know, and I was driving a different car myself. Those cars weren't drivers. Those were my like nice Sunday cars.
Oh, I hate you.
Steve, you've never had a Sunday car?
You know what I do? It's also my Monday, Tuesday, exactly. Wednesday, Thursday. It's out there in the parking lot.
It's my 99
right now.
Camera.
I drove my Tuesday car today. I'll probably drive my Wednesday one
should
tomorrow.
Have studied harder.
Yeah. Right. Punch
you
in the mouth.
Oh, so what is it for you? If there's a mistake that you wish you could undo, whatever it is, call us here in the studio at 215-263-WMGK.
You know the bands. You know the songs. This is the history behind them. Classic Rock 102.9 MGK presents Song Stories.
It is Tom Petty's birthday. He would have been 70 years old today. And we figured, you know what? That's a good reason to put Tom Petty in Song Stories this morning. And Even the Losers was never a single for Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers. But over the years, it became so popular on rock radio that Petty once said in an interview, well, it was especially meaningful to him.
I think that's one of my favorite ones I ever did because it's so much us. It couldn't be anyone but us. The song sounds like a great big acoustic guitar almost to me, but there isn't one on it. It's all electric. But just that way of playing that song really opened up a whole new world for me thematically and conceptually. We'd found our sound. Yeah, this is us.
Tom Petty's birthday, so there's three for Song Stories this morning. And Tom Petty, he would have been 70 years old today. You know, every once in a while, when these dates come around, especially in Petty's case, I still have a hard time accepting the fact that he's no longer around.
Sure.
You know, it's like, you know, I mean, because it's like any rock star, you know, like 3 years go by before you see them again or something like that. And then every once in a while, we play a Petty song and I realize I'm never going to see him again. 59 degrees outside, some clouds this morning, but it will be sunny later on. The high temperature, about 75 degrees. Cindy?
Mm-hmm.
I know this is not going to affect Dave or Steve in any way, but it will affect us.
Okay.
Another small part of the 80s has died.
Oh, no.
Yep. Coca-Cola has announced that they're killing off Tab.
Right? Oh, I can deal with that.
Right? Tab, no longer. It made its debut 60 years ago, really hit its stride in its 70s and 80s. Yes, if you like a cola that has a lovely, lovely taste of saccharin, then you want Tab. Right,
I had no idea they were still making it.
I
don't even know what saccharin
I see it in the store, but I thought it's like candy corn.
Right. He candy corn? Did you say? Wait, you said candy corn?
I did say candy corn. I thought they stopped making it in the '80s, but it was still around.
Well, no, they stopped making it. It's just still around.
Yeah, it's all okay. From the '80s.
That's what I mean.
Every bit of it is from the '80s.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, yeah. Dave, you want some candy corn?
Oh my Jesus God! Christ, there's a bowl there's a of candy bowl. Corn in the studio.
Oh,
thank you.
Just throw it at Steve.
Tip first. There you go.
My little brother in his mouth.
Oh, come on, gross. Roddy's going to come in here. He's going to find candy corn in my spot. He's going to lose his mind. My brother's girlfriend.
Our plan worked.
My brother's girlfriend gave, you know, ooh, a candy corn. I think I have a bite of it.
No, it's crap.
She gave Steven a piece of candy corn on Sunday, and he liked it.
Atta
he
boy.
Hasn't slept at home since.
We've got Buck Dharma joining us at 7:40, of course, from Blue Oyster Cult. I'm excited about this because this is the first time in,
LIR
four,
days?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh my God. 4 years.
What?
That I talked to someone from BOC other than Bloom.
The last time they made new candy corn. Which one you talked about?
The John DeBella Podcast.
Loud noises!
102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Rock 102.9 MGK. There is a new Blue Oyster Cult album. It's called The Symbol Remains. And joining us now from Blue Oyster Cult is Buck Dharma. Hiya, Buck.
John, how are you?
I am fine. Last time we spoke, I worked at LIR.
Wow. I know the name. I know you.
And I want to thank you for calling in this morning, because for once I don't have to talk to Bloom. You know, every time it's Bloom. You know, and
yeah.
then he goes into I was a disc jockey stuff. You know, we don't get around to talking about music.
Yeah, I've never been a disc jockey, John.
Okay, good for you. Right? And I've never been a rock star.
Yeah.
Why 20 years? It's been 20 years since you guys put out an album. Why now? And I'm happy for it, but how come why?
Well, why now is that the current Blue Oyster Cult has been together about 15 years, and the band is just roaring, and it would be a shame, if not criminal, to not document it and record it. So we recorded 14 songs, and now that it's done and we can step back and listen to it ourselves, we're quite proud of it.
Now, you did this in a real unique way, because you had recorded the tracks before COVID hit. So you had those in the can.
Fortunately.
Right?
Yeah.
And then you produced through video conferences?
Yeah, we basically finished the overdubs, the finished vocals and backgrounds and, you know, all the sweetening stuff. Some of the guitars, some extra guitars, the keyboards, all the percussion, all that stuff got added after the COVID hit. And Richie and I have full-on pro home studios.
Mm-hmm.
So we basically use Zoom-like video programs to see each other and work with each other. And there's other programs, one's called Connection Open, that we use that let us hear studio-quality audio on each other's systems. So
wow.
I could listen in on what Richie was doing, and Richie could listen in on what I'm doing. And Richie recorded Eric. Eric was locked down in Florida. He was at his winter home down there. And
mm-hmm.
he did all his vocals in Florida, and Richie basically recorded them with TeamViewer. It was a daunting task, but fortunately the tech existed to do it, which it didn't a couple years ago.
Now, the title, The Symbol Remains, and, you know, I've never asked any of you guys, what is that Blue Oyster Cult symbol, and what does it mean something? Did you guys make it up? Where's it come from?
Well, it was made up by Bill Golic, who is the artist on the first two album covers.
Uh-huh.
It just came from his brain. I think it's, you know, it's got historical antecedents, but I don't think it exists exactly anywhere else. But the moment we saw the first album graphic, we said, okay, that's going to be our logo, you know, and of course it's a powerful symbol, and just visually. And the symbol remains, yeah, just, you know, it means that the band's still here, the symbol's still here. Here we are. You know, we've been gone for 20 years as far as new material, but we've always had a strong concert following, so yeah, here we are.
Now, I don't know if you know this, Dave, but mm-hmm. Buck started out as a drummer.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
cool.
Yeah. But then switched to guitar, right? I'm going to assume, what, you weren't goofy enough to be the drummer in the band?
The story actually was, I was playing street basketball, and I fell and jammed my wrist against the curb, and I broke it. And while I had the cast on, I wasn't drumming. And my brother Brian had gotten a little acoustic guitar for Christmas. I just picked it up and I started just playing on the high string, going up and down. And when the cast came off, I was in a surf band in high school, and we were just, you know, beginning, just hacking around. And I already knew a better drummer than me, so I decided to just go right to lead guitar. But I still enjoy drumming. I like to program drums and stuff like that.
Did you surf?
Did I surf? I've surfed about 3 times in my life. I'm not very good at it, but I did, you know, I you could have... It's for camera, you would could have gotten like one shot of me looking cool on a surfboard, but I was not a pro surfer.
Yeah, Jones Beach was never that good for surfing anyway.
No, the good surf on Long Island's up by West Hampton.
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
That's about the best surf on Long Island.
All right, because that's where it could kill you, where at Jones Beach it just drops you in the water. Do you have a favorite song? I mean, look, Don't Fear the Reaper, Burning for You, and Godzilla, probably the biggest songs the band has had. Is there a favorite amongst them?
Gee, I don't know. I mean, I could ask that, but it's hard to pick one.
I know. Every time I ask it, I'm sorry that I ask it, because it's like asking somebody who's their favorite kid.
Yeah.
So if they were going to play one of your songs at your funeral, which one do you want?
Don't Fear the Reaper.
Why did I bother to ask?
Yeah. In fact, now, one of our friends or someone we admire dies, or someone that deserves recognition, you know, we'll dedicate Don't Fear the Reaper to him live.
That's great. Well, there is a new Blue Oyster Cult album. Buck Dharma is our guest. Buck, thank you so much for taking the time. It's great to talk to you again. It's been a very long time. And tell Bloom to grow up already.
Bloom's older than I am, so he's grown up.
Yes, but he's not taller.
Yeah.
The John DeBella Podcast. Philadelphia's classic rock station, 102.9 MGK.
Coming up at 8:10, we're opening up the phone lines out to you for mistakes you wish you could undo. Whatever it is, just give us a call here in the studio, 215-263-WA. We have an endless list that I found online, but I'm curious about what listeners think. So call the studio, 215-263-WMGK, and let us know about the mistake you wish you could undo. Check with Cindy, one of the great decisions that I ever made.
Aw, thank you.
That's what, checking with Cindy?
No, I'm getting her to join the show.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'm going to cry.
Oh, jeez.
You know, we've been together a long time. Although someone asked the other day why I called you Turbo.
That's a good question.
Well, it was your laugh.
Oh, okay. I never knew.
No.
After 30 years,
wait, sir,
finally
you never
the
knew
answer.
That?
Not really.
I still don't really understand it.
30 years, Cindy. I thought you
what
were
30.
What
makes a laugh Turbo?
Well, here. All right. Basically, you know, you've heard this before, right? And what it was is we mixed her laugh with another track, and that's how we got.
How's that, huh?
What happened for you to laugh like that?
There was something happened in the studio, and she just lost it. Lost it completely, and then the next day we had. It was her turbo laugh, you know.
Did you
so.
Just lose that?
But, I know, you say that whenever I play it.
John DeBella.
Oh my God.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
That's insane.
Are you all right?
102.9.
Yeah, he's so hot.
MGK.
We raised the question earlier this morning about mistakes that you made in the past. What mistakes would you want to undo? Now, what was it? I remember the story. Weren't you supposed to go to Australia?
This is the biggest mistake I've ever made. And it's two places. So the summer between senior year of high school and freshman year of college, my sister's high-level field hockey team had a tournament in Argentina.
Okay.
And I passed on it because I thought I needed to hang out with my friends and party because I would never see them again because I was going to college.
Uh-huh.
They're all my best friends to this day. They're all in my wedding.
Right,
I see them every
freaking
weekend.
Right.
And then 2 years later, she has a tournament in Australia.
Right.
And I said, no, I'm going to be studying abroad in Australia next year, so I'm not going to go. I don't want to ruin it.
Right.
I, you know, I never went to Australia
because
I partied too hard in college. And yeah, so, I am an idiot.
You might have died. It's probably the right thing to do.
All right. So mistakes you wish you could undo. We got Jim on the line. Good morning, Jim. How you doing?
All right.
Jim, what mistake that happened to you sometime in your life do you wish you could undo?
When I thought it would be so much better working for a big corporate shop instead of a small mom-and-pop shop, and now I'm being micromanaged to death. And, of course, I'm making less money, too.
Right, but remember, they got to keep that stock price up.
Yeah, exactly.
Carol, what is the mistake you wish you could undo?
First thing that I wished I had not done was ask my husband to marry me. And after a year we were married, I had to get a divorce.
At least you solved the problem. Let's move over to George.
Good morning, John.
What is the mistake that you wish you could undo?
All right, so this goes way back. I think the 70s, out at Nassau Coliseum, standing in line for Zeppelin tickets. when you couldn't get them anywhere else. And I kept looking at my watch, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I got to go to work. I can't wait here anymore. What an idiot.
Oh, man. God. You would have seen one of the last shows.
I never saw them after. That was it.
What was your job at the time?
I was working at a gas station in New Jersey on the turnpike.
Worth it.
Right. Something tells me you could have got another one of those jobs. Another exit up.
Double idiot.
Have a good morning.
See you, John.
Good morning, Matt. How's it going?
Good. How are you guys today?
Pretty good. Pretty good. So what is it for you? What mistake do you wish you could undo?
So when I was 17, I signed up for the United States Marine Corps, and I wish I did a little bit more research, because all I thought you were allowed to do in the Marine Corps was join infantry. And then as I was graduating basic training, it was very interesting to find out that my drill instructors were both cooks. So I just wish I did a little bit more research, because now my body hurts.
Have a great day. Brian, what about yourself? What is the one thing, the mistake you made that you wish you could undo?
That would be bullying. Bullying kids my age.
Wait a second, you were the bully?
I was a bully, yes I was.
All right.
And that's a mistake I made, you know, through my life. And I kind of regret some of that for some of the kids that I've done wrong in my life.
Well, you know, why don't we help Brian out? Brian, do you still have friends from your school days?
Oh, absolutely. I have friends, and even friends that I bullied. Some of them I've apologized to, but some out there that I haven't apologized to.
You know, I think we should set up a date, set up a place, get all of Brian's friends together, and we beat the snot out of them.
Do you have a flagpole around here in the station?
Yeah, that's it.
We'll set one up.
All right. Especially if it's frozen. Put his tongue on it. Have a good morning.
Yes, you do the same. Thank you.
Good morning, George. How you doing?
I'm all right, John. How are you?
I'm damn fine. All right, so, George, a mistake you wish you could undo.
About 15 years ago, I changed jobs, and I'm sitting in the parking lot of my new job first thing in the morning, and they announced that my previous company was being acquired for a lot of money, and I lost $7 million.
Wait, hang on a second. Why did you lose $7 million?
Because I had a bunch of options at a lower price, and I could have exercised all those options for a lot of money.
Wow.
Oh, wow. Oof. And how long did it take you before you could sleep a whole night again?
I still can't.
I get that. Oh, I lost $20 on the Cowboys last night. I'm still not over it.
The John DeBella Podcast.
You are crazy in the most wonderful way.
Philadelphia's classic rock.
This is the funnest night ever.
102.9 MGK.
We found this yesterday, and I didn't get a chance to get to it. And look, I'm not going to preach mass to anybody. We all, us here in the studio, when we're not on the air, we've got masks on. We're working in a place where everybody's wearing masks. I believe in them, but it's your choice. You do what you want. But when you don't have one on and I'm near you, you make me very uncomfortable. But other than that, I don't want to preach this. I want to play this. Okay. Some guy took the Be Our Guest scene from Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. the animated version.
Sure.
And re-recorded him at Lumiere. And what's Miss Teapot?
It's a tough one. Mrs. Potts.
Potts. Mrs. Yeah. Potts? Yeah, okay. All right. All right. Anyway, he redid it.
Okay.
Right. And I'm just going to play the Lumiere.
Sound it out. No, just play it. Just play it.
I'm just going to play. I'm going to play the candlestick guy's version.
There you go.
Where? Ah, mask, wear a mask. Is this really much to ask? Tie some fabric round your face. Oh, it's the simplest of tasks. At the gym, at the store, don't treat it like such a chore. No, these mandates aren't malicious. All your theories are fictitious. Stop the lies, stop the fights. No one's taking away your rights. All this speculation makes me need a flask. Come on and read some data. All you masturbators, wear a mask, wear a mask, wear a mask.
The John DeBella Podcast. John DeBella.
Back
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.